Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck, then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. There's so many ways that I feel like Earnin would be best to use. And some of those things are maybe a special night out, or if you need to get a last minute gift for a loved one, because you know, sometimes we don't be putting that in the budget, you understand? Or maybe your dog gets sick, and a lot of us be loving our animals and we got to take care of them, all right? And so what do we do? We got to take them to the vet, or car breakdown, school closed. There's so many reasons why. So many reasons why Earnin would be the app that you should use. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine. Enjoy Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability, security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in argument under podcast. When you sign up, it really does help the show.
Argument
under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is Angel Lakita Moore, a.k.a. Angel Tanksley, a.k.a. that chick that has been nominated for 4 NAACP Image Awards and voting has not closed for Social Media Personality of the Year, so you need to check that box that says, that chick, Angel. And I'm joined by my NAACP nominated in the same category as Michelle Obama, husband, lover, boyfriend, okay? The plumber that be fixing these pipes, baby. Tell them who you are, honey bun. Yeah.
I'm the other husband's gonna cause an argument. Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Hey, fam, what's happening? Thank you for tuning in. If it's your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. This is a podcast me and my wonderful wife do every single week, and we talk about all the great things, all the good things, all the bad things. We talk about all the things we feel like talking about, all right? Relationships, whatever it may be. And we usually talk about those things in the company of our immediate family. That immediate family is on our Patreon. Our Patreon, all you got to do is go to That Chick Angel, sign up for the low of $5 a month. And you can be a part of that Patreon. They right here in the comments right now. They're watching us record. We was talking to them before we started recording. Are we going to talk to them after? We just did a game night last week. Mm-hmm. Was it like? Yeah. We did a game night last week. Mm-hmm. They watch me fix shit every now and then. They watch Angel organize and fix stuff every now and then. It's just, we call them a media family because we're a little bit closer than you, the people that's just watching this on YouTube for free.
Or listening on Apple.
Or listening. All right, we're a little closer to them because we do a little bit more. We talk a little bit more often. Anyway, we also joined by some wonderful sponsors. You've already heard from one, Earnin. Who's the other sponsor?
ZocDoc. And I'll tell you more about them later on in the show. I'm so glad you took the time to explain immediate family, because sometimes the order you explained it in, it sounds like our real immediate family. And I'm like, it's more than just our mamas, hopefully.
I'll be explaining it every time.
Sometimes you do it in an order that it doesn't need to be explained.
Well, it's because you and anybody listening needs to listen to the entire statement.
Okay, I'm glad that you just expect everybody to do.
They ain't going to turn it off.
You don't know that.
Well, then that wasn't a good viewer anyway. We don't want them. We want people that's going to stick around and listen to the whole thing.
And we want everybody. I don't care. Let me tell you, when we partner with these companies, we just ask if they have a service or products you've been thinking about using, that you use our URL or promo code when you decide to give them a try. One, it'll typically give you a discount. But two, if it does or does not, it does allow that company to know if this was a good partnership. So we greatly appreciate it. We ain't ever going to ask you to spend no money that you didn't plan on spending to begin with, okay? I mean, unless it's one of our products.
Yeah.
But we definitely would love for you to check them out if you hear something that you're interested in. All right. I'm trying to figure out if we're going to do the show in a different order or if we're going to do the show in the same order because there's so many things to talk about. Mm-hmm. So I think today we're going to do In My Feelings.
Let me tell you what's got me in my feelings.
I got something making me feel good.
Let me just point out, I know I said Kayla and her name was Kaylin, but I was so much closer than what I was the last time when I said Timu. If y'all don't know what I'm talking about, we were talking about, well, Marcus brought up how I made a mistake on our last tour and I called the young lady Timu on stage because we were talking about Timu. Her name was Kaylin. Marcus thought that...
Marcus is my name.
Well, listen, I know you ain't talking. You called me Angle earlier in the show.
That's fine, too.
Marcus thought Tamu, who's also in our Patreon, was who I called Timu. No. I called Kaylin that. And I said, no, Tamu was Kayla.
I don't think they're saying Timu is pronounced Tamu.
What?
I don't know.
No, there is a Tamu in our Patreon.
Oh, I think somebody was messing with us. I don't know.
Yeah. Just don't even worry about it.
Anyway.
But yeah. Kaylin, I know who you are. She was at the show in L.A. For the Here's the Thing tour, which you all can also get tickets to. We're not done with that tour, so buy tickets. Sell us out. All right. In My Feelings, baby. Take it away. Hey. Yeah, yeah.
Tell y'all what's got me feeling some kind of way. And I forgot to repost that. So as y'all know, me and Angel. Angel's nominated 4 times. I'm nominated once. NAACP Image Awards. Mm-hmm. Extremely honored. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Very humbled, honored, and just an exciting time. You understand where I'm coming from?
Mm-hmm.
Was that my first red carpet event?
No.
That I actually was interviewed?
That you were interviewed? Yes.
Yeah, I know it wasn't my first red carpet event. I walked red
carpet. That's what you said.
Oh, yeah. First time being... I've walked red carpet before. This is my first time being interviewed.
Mm-hmm.
Interviewed, quote unquote, so to speak. I understand Angel has been the spotlight has been on her for much longer. Specifically, even the stuff that we do together, more people know Angel. She has a bigger following. She's been doing this years longer than me. It's, social media is something... or media period in front of the camera, something Angel ran toward, I ran from for many years.
Yes.
However, this particular time around, I do not shy away from the fact of letting people know I am nominated as well. But when I tell you them people on that red carpet, even the NAACP interviewer herself said, we're here with that chick, Angel, who was nominated. I had to be like, hey, I'm nominated too, right? Which wasn't really bothered by. Then they posted it. When I tell you I was not mentioned, not even as husband, in that post.
They didn't tag you?
No.
And I apologize for not even noticing they didn't tag
you. No, I'm going to take care of it. Don't worry about it.
No, it's an easy thing to take care of. We know people who are posting.
I know, babe. That's why I said it's not. I'm going to tell you it ain't that big of a deal. Yeah, so that was like, I was like, all right, I knew it was an uphill battle on the red carpet because, you know, people was excited. It was busy and everything. Everybody's excited. It's like, oh, we want to interview you. So, you know, I would always take the background and let Angel talk because she's like, said she's got 4 nominations. I'm like, yeah. So then once she got her stand out, I'm like, yeah, so our podcast that I'm also nominated in had to step forward and like, let me understand. So let me make sure y'all know what's going on. It's a good problem to have. I'm not mad about it.
Well, you said it's the reason why you put it in your feelings.
Yeah, because it ain't got me my feelings. I had to talk about something, damn it. It's a podcast.
Oh, I'm surprised there weren't more things other things that had you in your feelings.
Look, well, we're going to talk about that later on in the episode.
Okay, true. I thought we were going to talk about that later on in the episode, too. Sorry.
Like I said, what did I just say? I got to talk about something.
Okay, what's got me feeling good is I got through a very hectic week. Multiple of you watched me go live on Instagram and Facebook. I was doing it every day. I've slacked off just because I was getting closer to this hectic week and I needed to problem solve and stuff. But we will go into more of the NAACP weekend. But I also planned a baby shower for one of my closest friends, who is the mother of my newest God baby, when the God baby gets here. And it was fight to the finish. My assistant, Kennedy, was a huge help. Mm-hmm. You know, we found the venue. We, we got help. Kelly Rowland was a huge help, as well as far as in getting some of the vendors. It was just a lot. And typically, I usually have at least one helper with baby showers, like one, like other person that's planning. And this one was, is that the truth? I think so.
It's usually two of y'all, even if you taking the forward front.
So this one was more solo dolo. So it was a heavy lift. And not only that, because it had a brand sponsor, this couldn't be for the sake of what I know Brisha also wanted. Not your regular baby shower that could have just been at my house in the backyard, okay? with the meatballs that were in barbecue sauce and grape jelly inside of the crock pot and fried chicken and spaghetti, you know? It had to have
maybe a fish sandwich.
We don't do fish sandwiches at a baby shower. Spaghetti and the wings, okay? And the meatballs, or maybe the little sandwiches.
All them little wagon wheel thing, little cartwheel thing.
No, what like the little buns, pinwheels.
Pinwheels.
The buns with either like chicken salad on it or ham and cheese. Yeah. Something real cute, easy. Yeah.
Something on a Hawaiian roll.
Exactly. You get what I'm saying.
Little cute shit. You know, me and that.
Right. but this one was like, okay, well, the picture's got to be good. We got to have a photographer. She wanted a DJ. So it was just kind of like the DJ, we didn't lock in until 2 days before. And luckily, it was my soror. I forgot that she DJed. And she did a great job. But it was just like, I was stressing a lot about it because I just wanted it to turn out right. You know, this is her first baby shower. I've had several. And this will probably be her only baby shower for this pregnancy. So I just wanted it to be nice. So I am feeling great that is over. I did it. It is done. Done. Donezo. Vendors have been paid. You understand? Because that was a stressor too. We had brand deal money that hadn't came in, that hadn't hit. And I was like, yo, this is hurting your girl's pockets severely. God win. So that had me feeling some type of way. I mean, that had me stressed, but I feel so good that it's over. Okay. What's got you feeling good?
One thing that's got me feeling, I was just say the one thing that's got me feeling good. I would say the end of this weekend, just because it was so much. Mm-hmm. I know Angel, like she, of course, had a lot more going on than I did, but because Angel's tied up, that then I have to take a bigger role in other things, you know, just around the house and everything. But then her Angel's anxiety and everything spills over on me as well.
Was my anxiety spilling over to you?
Yeah.
What part of it?
Just I could tell that you were doing a lot and busy and running around. Mm-hmm. And then also not fully understanding and knowing what the hell was going on.
I felt like I explained it to you and Kennedy you so did, many but it was times. A lot. And I was like, I can't explain. I just need everybody to lock in.
Yeah. But no, so that being over and done with, but also what's got me feeling good is this past, especially Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, everything that happened, everything that went down, meaning the first event for me for the NAACP Image Awards.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait till we start talking about that. I really can't. Okay, but it's got me feeling some type of way. If y'all can't see me because you're just listening, what you're hearing in the background is me combing out one of my human hair wigs that I actually probably should have washed first, but we're here now. We didn't have the time. I haven't wore her in a while. I had gotten her when I booked the CBS pilot like 2 years ago, because auditions have started back up for me, which is a blessing because that's employment. But during this busier season right now, especially this weekend, having additional last minute, not expected auditions is just another stressor, because that means, okay, you've got to learn lines. You've got to come up with this character. And guess what this character, sure enough, don't have? Red hair. She doesn't. She doesn't have red hair at all. So last night we shot one of them because it was due at 9 a.m. this morning. And I was like, if we don't do it tonight, then it's not getting turned in. And they'd already given me an extra 24 hours. So I was exhausted when me and Marcus were shooting it. My voice, as you all can hear, is still not full voice. Like, I have a lot of rasp to my voice right now. If I were to try to sing, not all the notes are going to come out. This wig looked like the biggest helmet on my head because it was so big and out of control and dry. Like, I tried my best to like tame it some as best as I could without like making it a huge undertaking. There is still another audition that I have due today at 5 PST. It's not going to be done by 5 PST, but it will get done. So I am just like, it's like a, they always say, you want to hear an actor complain, give them a job. That's when actors complain the most. Is when
they say it in a lot of different professions.
I've
heard it about all the trades.
Yeah.
You want to hear a plumber complain, give them a job.
It's like, as soon as we are like getting the thing that we want, that's when all the complaining comes. So I just now know, I realize I need to actually set, now that my hair is red, I need to really set all of my wigs, all of my human hair wigs that I've just had trapped up. I need to have them all ready because it looks like audition season is starting back up for me. And I can't, you know, my hair is so striking right now. There are some things that maybe if they said she's interesting, unique, she marches to her own beat, her own drum, then yeah, the red hair can be out. But if it's just like late 30s, she's a teacher and she's wishing to go back to her hometown to wish her mother, you know, to go to her mother's funeral, this red hair ain't going to cut it. So what were you about to say?
Can you... I don't know if it's possible. I don't even understand what's going on right now. Can you store them in like a shrink wrap bag, like pre-moisturized, so it don't dry out?
Well, no, because hair mildews just like fabric. So it's going to dry. That's just is what it is. It's just like regular, just like, this is human hair. So human hair needs moisture. But had it not been sitting inside of there with a whole bunch of other wigs, it would not have gotten so, like, where...
I feel like you need a humidor.
A humidor to put them in?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, no. These will mildew and they will stink to all heaven. Yeah. So that's not something that we can do. All right. Let's go to our next segment. And that is Tanksley Tips. Tanksley Tips is a segment where me and Marcus talk about something that actually causes a bit of an argument or a disagreement between us. Last time we did this, it went off the rails. It went stage left. It was crazy, but it was still good. And we actually...
It was predicted that it would go that way, too.
Yes, Marcus called it. He called it. He spoke it into existence as well.
Nah, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. You spoke it into existence.
Nah, it's like... touching a hot stove and you saying, hey, you gonna burn yourself.
He spoke it, he didn't
touch it, you get burned. Like, you spoke it? No.
But did we not get to a better understanding off camera?
Nah. hated you off camera. Now we did.
Exactly. So a blessing came out of it anyways. We got further in that conversation than we ever had. So this one I don't think is as much as a hot button, but it's something that we don't necessarily agree on, and we've gotten closer, though, with it. And that is PDA. We've talked about it a little bit, but not in this segment before, of Tanksley Tiff. You feel like, tell them what you feel about PDA, public display of affection, just in case people ain't down with the acronyms.
How do I feel? What's that?
You know what? Yeah, public display of affection. But actually, before you start talking about the public display of affection, let's talk about the public display of health that we need, huh? Not just, we need affection sometimes from these doctors that we're hiring. That's why I'm so glad to tell you all about ZocDoc, okay? Are you that one friend in the friend group that loves to treat yourself? It's okay. Okay, because honestly, we all do it. You know you. You get a pedicure and opt for the extra 10-minute foot massage with the green tea-infused lotion. That's this man right here. Okay, refuse to make coffee at home because that fancy coffee shop is right downstairs. That's me. I'm going to get a chai tea latte, and I'm not going to make it here. Opt for the extra leg room seat on the plane because your vacation starts now. That is the Tanksley's to a T. Always buy double at a sale because it's actually like saving money. That was Wendell. He said you got to get it in every color. Mm-hmm. Every color.
Twice in another color.
Well, if you treat yourself to the top option with everything in life, why settle when finding a doctor? It's your health after all. Enter ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book tens and thousands of top-tier doctors, all with verified patient reviews. So don't settle. Go for the best and find the right doctor for you. With ZocDoc, you got more options than you know. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately, no more awaiting awkwardly on hold with the receptionist. And these docs all have verified reviews from actual real patients. We're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated patient-reviewed credible doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically any condition you are searching for. The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments. Go to ZocDoc. Oh, wait a minute. Let me tell you. We've used this.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus has booked a couple of appointments using ZocDoc, especially when we're trying to find him a primary care doctor. It is clutch. Do you understand? Yeah. Clutch. Go to ZocDoc.com and download the ZocDoc app for free, and then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/argue.
Argue.
ZocDoc.com/argue.
Argue.
Okay. Public display of affection. Go ahead.
How do I feel about it?
Yeah, tell me your stance on it.
There's a reason it's called a public display of affection, because you're doing it in public. Not a fan of it at all, by any means. To a degree, it's like, you know what? Ain't nothing wrong with a kiss, a peck. Of course, a hug, that's nothing. But just all smooched up, I'm not a fan of it. When people are just flat out just tonguing each other down and kissing, especially somewhere near me, I'm like, get that shit away from me. I don't want to see it. I don't want to be around it. Go somewhere else. Get away from me. I don't want to see it. Walls ain't transparent for a reason.
I'm going to bring up a specific situation. I'm sorry, were you done?
Yeah.
I'm going to bring up a specific situation where we actually got in an argument over a public display of affection. And I felt so bad because, sure enough, right after we were having our, like, tiff about it, a person who was a supporter of my content was like, hey, just want to say I love your work. And I was like, thank you. Sitting in that jacuzzi I think I was in the jacuzzi, just face frowned up. So when me and Marcus are on vacation, especially, I like to do this in the pool, but it's on vacation, I like to be all over him, right? Specifically, let me not just say vacation. when it is our anniversary trip, I'm not caring about any of these, like, it's in the public, yada, yada, yada. I want my hands on you. I want your hands on me. In the pool where you kind of like, you're kind of floating and like weight doesn't do the same. I want to put my weight on you. I want to hold you from behind. I want you to hold me from behind. I want to put my butt on you. All that. Marcus was like, I feel like you're only doing that for the other people around. Like you're trying to mark your territory. And I was like, no, I'm doing it because I want to. But also, why would it be a problem if I was marking my territory? Would you like to rebuttal?
Absolutely. It's not the first time I've said that to Angel. Let's rewind pre-anniversary trip. This is, you know, for I would say a majority of our marriage, Angel, we would just be out in public in the mall. We would be just standing in line somewhere. All of a sudden, if out of nowhere, a group of women appeared, all of a sudden now Angel wants to hug up on me and kiss me and all of this.
That's the sequence. That's, you feel like that's a cause and effect.
That's exactly what it seemed like.
That, yeah, like, that is what it's perceived to you.
I'm like, what is, where did this come from? Why all of a sudden now? Because I noticed this has been a trend, it seems. And I said it before, and we've talked about this even before that specific instance. And I was just like, why does it feel like you just, I said, you only do this when it seems like people are around. Why not just, if you're going to do that, if you just did it all the time, if we were just walking through a dark parking lot on our way to the car and you did that, I'd be like, okay, that's cool. But you don't.
It's when people are around. Are you saying, because this is where I was like, you a lie. Are you saying in the house, I don't be trying to kiss on you?
No, I didn't say.
No. To say this only happens when people are around is to say that I don't try to hug up on you or kiss on you in private. So do I not try to kiss on you in the house?
You do kiss on me in the house. I'm saying when we're outside of the house, and if we were walking through a dark parking lot or any parking lot, it would just be us walking to the car. Versus we're walking and all of a sudden we're passing a group of people. Now suddenly you want to kiss me outside the house or hug up on me outside the house.
And
that's what I've called out in the past.
Go ahead.
Even with that said, I'm not a PDA type of person.
I know. You don't like it anyways. You don't like it anyways. But I do feel as though you are, if I'm subconsciously doing it, okay. But I can tell you without a shadow of doubt, I am not looking or caring about any group of women that I have been able to mention to you without giving you PDA if somebody is checking you out. I don't then go, let me kiss on you so that bitch knows. No.
Okay,
I didn't say it. What I'm saying is that if that is happening where it's only in conjunction with other women being around, then it is absolutely subconscious. My conscious is not going, let me love on him now that there's women moving about. Half the time, I in that moment have either gotten really bored and it's an intrusive thought that's like, ooh, I want to rub on him. I want to kiss on him. The same way it'd be here in the house where Marcus will be like, Angel, no, you about to be silly. You about to do something. And I'm like, no, this is just, let me just do this. But at the same time, what is the problem with me marking my territory if I want to?
Say that, that's what it is. That's all I'm, there is no problem with that. Like, I don't see a big problem with it, but there's nothing wrong with you marking your territory. However, PDA is something that I already don't like. So that's why I'm a little sometimes reluctant to just go into it. You don't have to come up and grab the back of my head and we kiss and stuff to mark your territory. You coming to lock your hands with me or just give me a hug, that's marking your territory. Standing beside me, you've already marked me.
No, that don't mark you. I could be your cousin.
That's subjective.
I could be your cousin. And the only reason why I say that, the only reason why I brought it up the way I did, or bring it up, is because that be your argument. Well, in at our anniversary trip that I brought it up, he was like, you only do this when other people are around. You didn't bring up like a group, because there wasn't a group of women. It was just random ass people in the pool. And I'm like, that ain't got shit. I ain't thinking about these damn people right now. But it seemed like at that time when we were having that discussion, it had more to do with you not wanting me to mark you, or like the intention behind the PDA bothered you. That's what I should say. Versus...
Yeah, it felt like it was the intention behind the PDA versus the PDA.
Okay, so yeah, that's why I was trying to figure out, why does the intention bother you?
Because I don't
even
know.
Though that wasn't the intention, but why that?
Yeah, I don't know why that, but it's like, for one, I already struggle with this, but now that's the intention behind it. If it was just something that you wanted to do, it's like, oh, let me hug up on him. It's like, why not just do that versus let me do this thing that makes him uncomfortable because this is what I want to do. To prove a point.
Okay. So, duly noted, but understand that's not why I do it. However, I want you to understand in saying that if there was ever a time that we were around a group of dudes and I gave you hesitation from you marking your territory, would you not have issue with that?
I wouldn't if you already didn't have an I wouldn't if you already had an issue with PDA.
Wait a minute, tell me
if I wouldn't feel any way if you were slightly reluctant if it was something that you already didn't like.
No, but I'm asking, just listen to the question that I'm asking. If we were around a group of guys and you wanted to mark your territory, however it may be, would you not have a problem if I gave you pushback?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you, that's what I'm saying. Now, go ahead.
Me walking up to hold your hand and you wondering why I want to hold your hand, that's different from me just standing there or holding a conversation or doing something and you grab my face to kiss me.
But have I done that while you've been in the middle of a conversation with a person?
No, I'm saying when I say conversation, I mean you.
And you...
Or it's just out of nowhere. It's just like, let me just finish this thought. Or let's... Why are we already here together? People see that we together. There's okay. No need for us to amplify that me and you are here.
Listen, that's a perfect example. If we were with a group of dudes, if we were having a conversation... And you went in to grab my face and kiss me, and I went, stop. Would you not take issue with that if it was in front of a group of guys that we didn't know?
Of course, I ain't never did that.
No. Are you not here? I know you.
No, I would have it. Yeah.
Okay, that's so. Okay, so that. Wait a minute. Why are you huffing?
Because, first of all, I would have an issue with that because I know that's not you. You putting me, you switching the roles, and the roles can't be switched right now because we two different people.
I know we're two different people, Marcus. That I'm not trying to make us the same person. I am just trying to tell. I'm trying.
I understand that you don't like that. I don't like it.
No.
What?
It's not that I don't like that you don't like PDA. I am saying that if the intention, if that's what it is, which, like I said, I can't honestly think of a time where I have really felt the need to mark my territory in the form of PDA. I have definitely marked my territory. That I'm not going to deny. But in the form of that you're talking about a PDA, I really have never consciously done that. If there was ever an attempt of you trying to mark your territory with me And I don't care what, we could take PDA out of the situation. Maybe it's something else. And it just annoy, and I'm like, why are you doing that? I'm saying, I don't know if you have any empathy for what that feels like being the person on the receiving end of it.
I do. I understand that you would feel a certain, if I were to pull away from you.
I mean, no, you have.
What are you doing? I've done it.
The situation I'm specifically bringing up, you did that.
No, it was, you were doing more than that.
I'm telling you, in that situation, you pulled away and I was like, what's the problem? And that's when you told me what the issue was. And I was like, I'm not, but, and so that's what it was. It was a pull away of, I was like, ah. And so that's when I went and sulked. So I know I can't use PDA as an example because you're right. I love PDA from you. I don't care if you, y'all see, when we do TBTB, Marcus be having his hand all on my butt. I don't be swatting his hand away. I just let it happen. I be like, give it to me, daddy. But I can't think of a way that you, how do you mark your territory?
By us being together. I don't need to mark my territory. Like, just us being together. You can see, you can spot a couple versus coworkers or siblings or cousins.
So you just walk over and be near me?
I can just be near you. I can just talk to you.
Well, okay.
We do kiss each other, just a peck. But your PDA be different. We do hold hands. We do all of that. But yours be elevated to another level.
Now, you got to admit, we used to not even kiss even a peck in public.
Yeah.
We had to work up to that.
Yeah. So, damn it. Recognize it.
I'm not recognizing it. I was breaking up our specific, the specific argument that we had to talk about. Not just the PDA, but the issue with marking your territory, but you just feel like you want me to mark it in a different way. You want me to mark it more your way, which is just by being near.
You can mark it however you want. I don't care how you mark it, apparently.
You do, because you be pulling back.
But you don't be caring. I don't be pulling back.
At least because in your mind, I'm marking my territory, so you pull back from that.
Yeah.
Why are you getting frustrated with this conversation?
I'm not. I'm just, like you already just said, I be showing public PDA. I do it. I do it on Bald and Beautiful. Do it in public. I went from none to now I do it.
Yeah.
So, like, what are you saying? How do you, I want you to do it different if you already doing what you're doing?
I was just trying to bring up an example of, because we got to the crux of your issue, is that you had a problem with the PDA that I was giving you on vacation because it felt like I was marking my territory, right?
It's not, no.
That's what you said.
It's, if that's what I said, let me reiterate what I mean.
Let
me redefine what I mean. I have no problem with you marking your territory. However, you don't need to mark your territory. We're already together. We're already hugged up against each other. You can do this without anybody, without it trying to show somebody else something. Show me something, not them.
Okay. Well, again, I just want to reiterate, I wasn't trying to mark my territory. However, if that is how I chose to mark my territory, I was trying to draw a parallel of what if I didn't like how you chose to mark your territory, you would take offense to me withdrawing from it. That's all I was saying. And I was trying to see if you were able to see or empathize with that scenario. Because even when you told me why you were feeling some type of way, it still hurt my feelings because I was like, even if that was the intention, what is the problem with that? I'm your wife. I should be able to mark you if I want to. I don't typically feel the need to. But when I do, I don't typically do it the way you think I'm doing it, is what I'm saying. Usually when I'm wanting to be all up on you and be kissy kissy, it's really just what I want. And yes, you do give me PDA now. You do not withhold it. All right, that's our Tanksley tiff. You made it through, babe. Take over the rest of the episode.
Why I gotta take it over?
I would prefer you to run the episode, if you wouldn't mind.
You want me to run it?
Yes, sir.
We going on to the main subject?
It was whatever you want to do.
So, y'all, this past weekend, it was a long one. Angel had her Brisha's baby shower, of course. What happened Friday? We had family coming in town. What else? You ain't gonna say nothing now?
I'm letting you set it up.
I'm asking you. What else we had Friday?
Family came in town. That was the biggest thing. Family came in to town.
We had, Mama came in town on Friday. Melissa and them got in town.
Friday.
They all got in town on Friday?
Well, they left on Friday. Yeah, they got on, remember, late.
Oh, Melissa and them got in town late on Friday because their flight was delayed.
Yes, that's several right. times.
So just the whole gambit of everybody getting in town, everybody showing up.
Jackie got in on Thursday.
Yeah, I didn't even see Jackie, I don't think. No, she was at the house once. Mm-hmm. Daisy, Melissa, and them. So people just showing up. It felt like a, it almost felt like a wedding event or something. I don't know. Just everybody showing up and coming in town and showing up. So Saturday come around and we had, of course, Angel had Brisha's baby shower. We still had shopping to do for Sunday.
Yeah, we did. Marcus didn't have a shirt that he wanted. My dress was not done yet. I bought the dress. I meant to share a picture with the Patreon. Couldn't zip in that thing to save my life. I am a true size 14, honey. I am not a 12 in nobody's book. A 14 is what I am, an extra large. And that dress was a size 12, and that thing was not zipping in. And I didn't stop eating the way I was supposed to. I stopped eating for about 2 weeks, and my weight was like, okay, well, that's not going to do nothing.
Yeah, we had on, was that Friday or Saturday? It had to be Saturday, I think. We were still trying on stuff that we thought we might wear on Sunday. we were doing that on Saturday. We all went to the mall looking for stuff at a last-minute scramble, throwing Hail Marys, trying to find stuff. So lo and behold, Sunday come around and you got up a lot earlier than me. I wasn't feeling good.
Saturday first, I had to take my child to his track meet. Well, to meet up at the school, the baby shower, like he said, and then little Marcus had a winter formal. So it was a lot of busyness. The twins still had piano lessons, a lot of ripping and running. Sunday, obviously, I had to get my face beat by Patrick King at 8:15, but we were supposed to be in that, our car service was arriving at 9:30 to take us to the venue for the luncheon. Marcus, when did we decide which thing you were wearing the night before?
Yeah, I was trying stuff on, still wasn't sure. It was funny. One, the gray suit I had liked, and then I didn't like, and I decided I wasn't gonna wear it at all. Then I settled on it again once I switched up the shirt. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, this will work. But before then, I was almost like, oh, I'm crap out of luck on this one. Maybe I'll wear a sweater.
I kept saying, why don't you do a sweater? And he was like, nah.
First of all, sweaters are out of season right now. You can't find none.
Yeah, once you had said that, it made sense. We could have possibly ordered one, but it was too late. So tell them about your experience. You told them a little bit, but tell them about the rest of your experience on the little red carpet.
Oh, so yeah. So red carpet, I don't know, it was busy and chaotic, like walking up, getting, they, you know, writing your name down. I'm not 100% sure what's supposed to be happening. There's people pointing and saying stuff and people standing and talking. There's certain spots you're supposed to stand in because people are interviewing. You don't want to be in their background and all of that. But like walking up, and I already talked about the getting interviewed part. That was mainly on, again, they were mainly interviewing Angel. But one thing I don't like about interviewing on that level, because I'm not used to it, is a lot of times in the moment, I have no idea what I'm saying. And after the fact, I'm just like, what did I say?
And I can tell when, I can feel when your mind is not like focused on an end path, like the destination to where you're going to land is not clear. I can tell that when you start talking. I'm like, huh? Because Marcus, as y'all know, is very quick with it. Like, so anytime he's like circling, the plane is circling, I'm like, oh, he don't know where the landing strip is. But I mean, I still think you handled it well.
Yeah. So it's, doing interviews like that, I'd rather not. I wouldn't say I'd rather not do. It's just, the question ain't always clear. But again, it was cool. It was just, again, navigating the, we want to interview Angel. I'm like, well, interview her separate. Let me do my own interview. But again, Angel's already a known face.
Well, also, this is the thing we have to take into consideration, which I'm not sure if you did. We have a nomination together. So I have one nomination that is without anybody else. Mm-hmm. But because we have a nomination together, our interviews would be together. You get...
Oh, I know that.
You got to get what I'm saying. But that was frustrating being kind of like not...
Yeah, it was always like, excuse me. So, Angel, you know, like... But I mean, and the post shows it. The fact that they tagged Angel and mentioned Angel in the caption and not me. That pretty much sums up what it was like being on the red carpet.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it was cool though. It was nice. The event was fire. The speeches that were given was crazy. So we get past the red carpet.
When you say crazy,
what
do you mean? Crazy good?
No, it was crazy good. It was good in a good way. It was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Just seeing all the black excellence in the room and everything. But anyway, we get past the red carpet and we see a few more people. Angel sees a bunch of people she knows. So we, you know, talking to people and everything. Anyway, eventually there's a lady there and she's trying to take us to our seats.
Mm-hmm.
So we were like walking in. We was like, okay, she's going to take us to the seats. Cool. And at this point, I want to sit down anyway. So we walking past all these tables, walking, and we getting closer to the front.
Mm-hmm.
And while she's like, all right, here's your seats. When I tell y'all, the stage was right here where y'all are in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
Our seats was right here. There was an aisle in front of between us and the stage. And there was a lady sitting there. And she was like, this is your seat, so we looking. And I'm like, what? I said, I think they got our names wrong or something.
Mm-hmm. They said, something we have right. You at the president's table.
I said, Angel, they done got the wrong names on the wrong tickets or something. So then as we sitting there, like that lady, she walks off. So Angel puts her stuff down, put my stuff down. Then I'm like, there's a lady already sitting there. And, you know, she introduced us and she's the vice president's wife of the NAACP Image Award. And it wasn't his wife?
No.
Vice chairman?
Neither.
CEO?
The woman who was sitting at the table with the short hair?
Across from us.
Her husband was the national president of Omega Psi Phi.
Oh, I just heard her say president. I knew it wasn't the other president because he was sitting to our right.
Yeah, no, her husband is the president.
Okay,
of the
Omega Psi Phi. Wow. Okay.
Look.
I knew she was a president of something. She was somebody of high standing. Anyway, so we sitting there talking to her. And then as we sitting there, I said, Angel, I need you. We need to find somebody because I don't want somebody to come up to us and be like, y'all actually in the wrong seats. We need to confirm that these are our seats.
Yeah.
Because that don't even, this something's wrong. I said, I'd rather move now than somebody come up mid-show and be like, these are their seats. So Angel goes and we got one of our friends to help, Marquita. She organizes it or helps, I don't know what she does,
producer. She's an event producer.
Event producer. So we finally see her, and Angel's like, look, we need, look at our tickets and make sure, because something ain't right. And she was looking, and it was like, no, that's it. That's supposed to be y'all right there. So that was already like, huh. Her, so now I'm nervous.
Wait a minute. Her and David were, who is, his company is the company that's hired to do the event production, and he hires producers to be over the different events, right? So he's kind of the head honcho, and then he hires the people who specifically are over the events. Now, mind you, when I told y'all, if y'all follow me on Instagram or TikTok, I did a story time about how I used to be the person interviewing the people on the red carpet for the NAACP social media. The one that Marcus was is a little bit frustrated with because they didn't tag him or really interview him the way he would have liked. So I had said that they had fired me and then asked me to get my replacement, Kevin. And they said, now you add this to your story, huh? Don't forget this yeah. part. You're at the president's table.
Talking all that mess.
But they didn't put me at the president's table. But it was listen, the experience was definitely different. Come on. And I was blessed by, I don't think they put me at the table. I could be wrong, but I'm almost certain they didn't, because there were people from the NAACP who spoke to them wanting me to be at that table. But please continue. I just wanted to tell them that moment.
So anyway, we sat there and we, every now and then, seeing people getting up, you know, talking to people and stuff as we sat there. And so Angel points out the president of the whole thing. She was like, that's Derrick Johnson, right? Because I knew his name, I just didn't know what he looked like. She was like, see the man right there in that jacket? I'm like, she's like, that's president. I was like, oh, okay, cool. So then a couple minutes later, she's sitting there, and there's this lady walking toward us, and she waves. I'm like, hey, Angel's like, get up. And I was like, all right, apparently this woman is important. So I get up. And I was like, hey, how you doing? I'm Mark. She was like, oh, my God, I love you so much. You and your wife, you are so funny. So that's his wife. And when I tell you, we had us a good time.
We really did.
Me and his wife, we was over there just kikiing and cackling like we knew each other.
Tell them about how you all actually did.
Oh, yeah. We met at, Yeah, it was all that cafe marmalade. We were at the...
Rams game?
The Rams game. Yeah, the Rams game that we went to, where I was up in a suite. Angel was down on the field. I had Kyle was with me. And I remember this lady coming up. She was like, oh my God, how you doing? Where's your wife? I was like, oh, I remember us having the conversation. I didn't know who the lady was. Had no idea.
I'm going to be honest. I don't think I would have. I know Derek's
face. Angel.
Yes. I know Derek's face just because I've interviewed him multiple times, at least four times. I didn't know Tamika's face like that. That's her name, Miss Tamika Johnson. But go ahead.
But that's why you're nice to everybody. You know, because she didn't do the thing of ignore my presence. So, yeah. You know, where's Angel? You know, we sat and talked a little bit. But anyway, so we sitting there talking, and she was like, I sent my husband all y'all's videos. I ain't gonna put them out there like it, but let's just say they real down to earth. Mm-hmm. They are real down to earth, right? So we sitting there talking and stuff, and of course he's busy running around, but eventually he comes and sits down, so we all get to talking and, you know, just building a really good rapport. We take a picture and everything. Mm-hmm. And just sitting there talking to them and knowing, like, you know, the responsibility that they have, and I was just like, they us. Mm-hmm. These people is us right here.
He from Mississippi.
Yes.
So you know. He us.
When I ain't gonna tell y'all the conversation was happening, but I had a good time sitting with them. That was just surreal. It was so bad. It was one point because he's sitting there. He's got the list of everything going on, and he didn't even realize it was his time to go up yet.
He was like, oh,
that's me, because it was like a long pause. But I don't know. It was a good time sitting there talking to them.
His speech. Let me just
say, that's what I was going to mention.
There are certain people who are just figureheads, right? And when you think of, sometimes when people think of older institutions that have, you know, over 100, black institutions that have over 100 years of being in existence, a lot of times you can feel like they aren't in with the times and understanding what we as a culture need. Honey, That speech told me everything I needed to know.
Yeah.
This man called a spade a spade.
Yeah.
He did not, what they call it, mince or mix his words. I think it's mince. His words, he was very, I wish that speech was televised because.
Yeah, a lot of everybody needed to hear that.
It was so good.
That should have been State of the Union.
Right. He spoke about the election without, you know, saying names, but making it very clear.
Yeah.
At what we needed to be thinking about as a people and not getting it confused and getting it twisted. He said, colonizers come in two forms, either flexible or rigid.
Yeah.
He was like, basically, we don't need no rigid colonizer sitting in office. I said, what you said, sir?
And then called back on previous events. Uh-huh. like he held nothing back. And it was, I don't know. I think the whole room was moved like, you talking right now.
Yeah, no, it was really amazing. It was such a great speech, such a great time and moment for me and Marcus to be able to share it together. It felt weird because it felt like I went up on stage 50 million times during the thing. We got to go up on stage to take the class picture. They always do a picture of the, you know, the nominees. Now, not every nominee shows up.
No.
A lot of the bigger stars, they don't show up. They show up at the dinner and they show up at the award show. I was the only social media personality that showed up to the nomination luncheon. It was great to see a lot of the people that I respect. It was great to see the people who respect the work that we do. Mm-hmm. I know Marcus thinks a lot of the challenges that we do are just idiotic. And while I wanted to do them, even if there were no camera around, I actually enjoy putting myself to the challenge of something that almost seems impossible just to see how far I can go. Marcus will tell you this. When we watch American Ninja Warrior, the first thing I think about is how well would I do on this course? How well would he do on the course? That is my favorite thing to think about. At one point in time in life, I don't think y'all know this, I tried to do American Gladiator. Yes, I did. But I had already worked on ER. And it was an NBC show, and I couldn't do the show because I had been an employee of Warner Brothers. I had my publicist look in on that when Tess was my publicist. She was like, yeah, they said, because you worked on ER, I was like, oh, yeah. And I mean, I wasn't in this shape. I was in better shape, but I've never been in American Ninja Warrior shape or American Gladiator shape, but I was like, I want to do it. So I like to do it because it brings me joy. It's absolutely fun. It is absolutely just, for me, just a way to connect with him in a different way. It's funny. And I think for a lot of people, I hear from women all the time, I be wanting to do the stuff y'all do, but my husband would never. And I'm like, then what is that? If I'm not the only one, there is something that we are showing that like taps into the something that's in other couples. I don't know what that is.
'Cause y'all women are goofy.
Yes.
And y'all take risks, stupid risks, even if it might end.
Now, I know y'all not. I know you're not talking about stupid
no,
risks.
Men are stupid as
yes,
hell.
Yes, men be wanting to do dumb stuff.
Men are dumb as hell and have no idea how out of shape they are.
Right.
There is not a man right now walking this earth that don't realize that he can't do something that he thinks he can do. I can tell you that right now. Right now. We have this fence in our backyard. It's probably about 7.5, close to, nah. Yeah, it's probably about 7.5, 8 feet tall. I think I could probably run toward that fence. If I were to make contact and leap it, I think I can do it right now. I honestly can. But can I? Most likely not.
So.
But you can't convince me unless I try it.
And then not succeed.
And not succeed.
So that's my thing. If we gonna injure ourselves, it might as well be together doing something fun.
And we ain't gotta try to. Y'all ain't try to jump the damn fence.
Listen, because ain't nothing went over there important yet.
I done been over the fence. I just didn't jump it. Oh. I climbed it. I done been over it many times with the damn kids always throwing something over there. Matter of fact, there's a football over there now. But yeah, it's and that's what I find hilarious. Just real quick, we're gonna come back to NAACP. Every now and then there'll be somebody to comment, she need to find a new husband. Oh, he ain't no fun. Why did she even put up with him? If you even found somebody to put up with your dumb ass,
oh my God,
would he do it? Sorry. Because they coming at it like, oh, he's there.
I rarely see that. I don't really see those comments. I don't know where you're seeing them at.
Look, you ain't look.
I know. I look at all the comments.
I'm like, go find a dude.
Most of the comments are like.
No, I know most of them. Oh, I'm saying for the ones that do say that, man.
Oh, I was about to say most of them are like, Angel, I don't know why he puts up with you. That's what I mostly see.
Yeah, no, a lot of them is hilarious. It's like, yeah, they be funny. But every now and then, I don't know. They the ones that be showing up like right there at the top of my little notification.
They know
it's
that's
like,
what's
she need to leave him.
They
like,
know that's what's going to keep you on the post longer. It's all about the algorithm. They're like, he don't need to see none of the positive stuff. Put that negative because he'll stay right there.
I guess so. Because that's the one. I'm like, then I'll go down and keep scrolling. I'm like, yeah, 99.99%. Be positive, but Instagram put them negative ones right there at the top for me to see. Mm-hmm. I don't even respond to them. I just scroll past. But they do be catching me. But anyway, I'm like, find you one. Find you anybody that can put up with you and see if they be willing to do that crap. But I understand the benefit of them stupid-ass challenges. Anyway, back to the...
NAACP Image Awards luncheon. Nominee luncheon.
No, it was getting our certificate. Mm-hmm. That was interesting. Just, I had to, because they explained the situation before they started. Uh-huh. But there's a lot going on, okay? I'm taking in a lot. So it's like, so they started calling people to come to get their certificate. Now, anybody and everybody that gets nominated gets a certificate. Point blank. Win or lose, you get a certificate. Or not even lose, you're already nominated, so you already won. But you can eat, there's a possibility you will only get a certificate. There's a very smaller possibility that you will get a certificate and a trophy.
If you win,
if you win, you get a trophy to go along with your certificate. If you don't win, you still got a certificate. I'm just clarifying it just so y'all don't make the same mistake that I did sitting there listening. So as they're calling people, well, first off, Kev does Here's the Thing first because he's announcing them.
Yeah.
So he was like, they went on and got that one out of the way because he's the one with the mic. So then, you know, Angel, you go up, right? You and Josh? Yeah. Angel Josh did Amara go up?
Why would Amara go up?
I don't remember. I don't know. It was a lot. Like I said, Angel, what did I just say? There's a lot going on. So they go up. So then, they start calling. And then we realize it's in alphabetical order. So I'm sitting there, and as they're calling people, I said, now, if they call us, does that mean... Does that mean we definitely didn't win? And Angel starts laughing just like that. I said, I just need to know I got a fake not being disappointed. Like, she was like, no, everybody. I said, oh, okay, yeah, you're right.
He was like, did we lose if we get a certificate? I should have been like, yes.
I'm like, oh, okay, that's what they said.
Is this going to cause?
Cause all right.
I should have said that means we didn't win, babe. And then they'll announce it at the virtual thing that we didn't win.
I'm like, oh, okay, all right, that's cool. That's cool, but I still got my certificate. Hey, I'm in the money regardless.
Oh my gosh. That whole thing, the brunch. Or gospel lunch, and it was really fun. Nina and Kevin did a great job. We're going to skip to our party. So the luncheon, you cool with it?
Yeah.
Okay, so the luncheon happened. I then had to go host an event for McDonald's. It was a brand deal that I had booked. And so we went, huh?
No, I was going to see where that thing.
We went from Century City all the way down to Inglewood-ish area. I think we were like in Inglewood. I don't think we were all the way in Compton. We weren't that far down.
No, we definitely weren't that far.
Let's just say we were in Inglewood for the lack of me remembering exactly. We had to change clothes. I was, let me tell y'all, I changed clothes while I was driving, huh? Because I was like, we're going to be on time because this is money. Okay? So we changed clothes in, I changed clothes in my assistant's car. Marcus changed clothes in the truck that picked us up, the SUV that picked us up for the McDonald's event. Mm-hmm. We had a miscommunication with our assistant, so we drove damn near to the event before the truck.
We drove down the street.
Oh, I was like, okay.
To the truck. We drove all the way across town to the truck to drop us off down the street.
Yeah, it was not what we had intended. Anyways, the event was actually really cool. Mm-hmm. It was like a spades off, like tables of people playing spades. You only got to play for 30 minutes. And it was funny watching people establish rules, people forgetting to establish rules and thinking that it was the same rules as the opponents that they had at the table last.
Yeah.
So that was 2 hours. And then I had to hurry up and cut my content together. And Kennedy cut it together. And then I put voiceover on it and finished it out. So then we
Hold on. While Angel's doing that, because it's a space tournament thing, I'm over at our reserve table trying to teach Marcus, Cy, and Kai how to play spades.
Because it's been a while since I had tried to teach them, so all that's out of their brain.
Yeah, so we sitting there and the frustration.
So that's what they're doing over there. You could have grabbed Uno cards. They could have played Uno.
No, they need to know how to play spades.
No, yeah, they need. Yeah, absolutely. I agree. So we drive up to the party, our party, okay? We get there at 7:30. Party starts at 7:30. So the event our event planner got sick. She told me ahead of time, so I knew she wasn't going to be there, but her assistants were going to be there. And they're sweet ladies, and they're good at their job. So it was all gravy. So, you know, walk through the space so I could see it. People are arriving on time. We're still in sweatsuits. From the spades tournament. We're both exhausted. You understand? They had dominoes too. For everybody. They had a Domino's University, which I wish I could have gone back to.
They didn't have them at the tables though.
Yeah, you could only.
You could only do it at the in the back. They had dominoes, spades, and then.
Talking Big List.
Yeah.
So Marcus, he's mad. Well, not mad. He's irritated because they don't have his.
No, hold on. First, stop. We get there. Y'all could imagine how exhausted we were. Like, no energy. I'm like, I get out, and of course, we've been going literally since we left the house at, what, 9:30?
Mm-hmm.
It's now 7. Or 7:30. It's now 7:30. We've been going nonstop. By the time we get there, we are tired. I'm like, oh my God, I'm trying to stretch. I try to take a nap in the truck on the way there just to get a little bit of energy back. So by the time we get out, and there's a few people there, and it's like, hey! Like, energy on 100. I was just thinking to myself, please, like, everybody get away from me. I need a drink. I need a drink or two. Just, I don't want to deal with nobody right now. So I'm still in my tracksuit. It's like my mama was in there. Yeah, Miss Dorothy and them was in there. Angel, Jackie, they already in there. So I go over to the bar, and I'm just like, there's like, oh, you want a Marcus Mule? I'm like, nah, I need whatever bourbon that y'all using. I just need that, like, straight up. I was like, what bourbon you have? She was like, Maker's. Y'all, when I tell you, there is two bourbons, or one's whiskey, that I absolutely refuse to drink. That is Maker's Mark and Crown Royal. Both will give you hangovers. If you a certain type, I don't know if it's my blood type or what, but I was like, oh, y'all, this is our party. What? Now, this was a detail that I didn't give. It was a detail. I don't remember what happened in the moment that Angel asked me. I remember her asking me, but I don't remember what happened and why I didn't give her an answer or whatever. But they had Makers. I was like, y'all, come on. I mean, it was the worst come to worst situation. So the bartender, she's trying her best. She was like, here, we can just fit. I said, no. She said, here, just one. No, thank you. I'm good. I promise I'm good. I'll be on some water. But I know it's early. Ain't nobody there yet. I got plenty of options. I was looking to Instacart anything else over there, but ended up calling my Angel, my sister and brother-in-law, and they ended up picking me up something. Go ahead.
No, the party was amazing. If you are a part of our Patreon, then you were able to join us live. Mm-hmm. Kennedy had we got the live stream going. Kennedy was taking the Patreon around, letting people talk to Patreon. I'm so glad that y'all were there. Those of you all were there. The DJ was ratchet as hell, which I loved. We just had a lot of love in the room. A lot of people showed up. They loved the food, which I was grateful.
Your food was good.
Marcus got all emotional, as you all saw. Tell us why.
I'm a G. So, as y'all know, this, like, I don't know if I said this in speech. Like, these type of things, like, being in this, what is it? This... this world, this profession, mm-hmm. so to speak. This is something I never aspired for. Like, this is something I never, like, oh, I'm going to do this. You know, one day I'm going to achieve this. Even getting nominated. Like, this whole thing, none of this is anything that I can't say that, oh, I knew God would do this. Like, no, none of this. That would be lying if I did. Anybody would be lying if they said that I saw you doing this, Marcus. Because that was so far from anything that I was even, you know, looking into. So to be in this realm, and then also watching Angel, like, growing up, when I was growing up, you know, I was talking about how, you know, my parents were always well off. They always worked. We had everything that we needed. I saw, you know, family, everybody, you know, living a pretty good life for the most part. But I never experienced anybody living their dream. That's something I heard about people doing it, but I never seen it. And Angel's the first person that I saw ever living out, like, exactly everything, exactly what they dreamed to do. I never saw that whatsoever. So for me to, you know, reluctantly step into this lane of what we're doing, this content creation influencer world, and then on top of that, having the blessing and honor of being nominated for this award, it's just like, I told him, I was like, I don't know what to do with this emotion or feeling I have. I don't know what it is. It's confusing. I can't explain it. Because Angel, I said something to Angel. I was like, I don't know what I said to her. She was like, yeah, I noticed you being kind of quiet. I was like, because I don't know how to process this. It's foreign, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I get it. I get it being foreign. Even for me, part of it is like euphoric. It's so nice to be considered.
Yeah.
And then another part is like, okay, so now that I'm here, what is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, what am I supposed to do now?
Yeah.
What is this?
Enjoy.
Like, I'm supposed to do something.
Mm.
I don't know how I got here. It's almost like you've seen a basketball court, you've seen a football field, a soccer field, but let's say somebody just blindfolded you and dropped you in a field and uncovered, and you don't even know what this field is. You see obstacles around you, and you see lines on the on the ground, and they say, all right, go, and you standing there like, but what you mean go? What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to run this way? Am I supposed to not get hit? Is something coming? Am I supposed to go hit something else? Like, you don't know what, and that's what it feels like.
But the part that I think you're missing is that there are people you know that are having fun in the field.
And y'all running around don't know what the hell to do either.
Right. So join us.
It's like, just everybody just running. What are we doing? Just run. Go over and touch it and come back.
There are certain obstacles that we're like, that's the ditch. So we just tell you right now, don't go over there. Don't go over there.
Old boy still trying to get his teeth out of that mud.
Well, that's what we say. Don't go over there. But everything else, just have fun. Play with it. Yeah, no, it was great. It was so beautiful having my family showed the F up, okay? All of my sisters were there. Majority of my nieces and nephews were there. The first line, not the great nieces and nephews. And just spending time with my family. My best friend Erica flew out. Our friends Kiara and KP flew out. My friend Dacia flew out. Just a lot of people came and showed us love, and I truly from the bottom of my heart, felt so grateful. Mm-hmm. Really was hoping everybody had a good time. I was trying to really pinpoint different people who have been on this journey with me, whether they from, I know I'm about to let them go, whether from the beginning or whether they just got here a couple of years ago. I am just so grateful for what part they've played in my journey, in our journey as well. So, go ahead.
No, that was the other part, is like looking around the room and seeing all those people there to support you, knowing Patreon was there. Yeah, it's a lot to take in.
So we continue down the path. We'll know in 2 weeks if we are NAACP Image Award winners. And obviously we're going to take you along for that ride as well, guys. we're going to close out this podcast. Again, please check out our sponsors, ZocDoc and Earnin. Please use our URL or promo codes, which will be in the description of this video or the show notes of the audio podcast. You can vote for me. The link is in also the description of this video or the show notes of this podcast for Social Media Personality of the Year. Voting does not close until the 13th, I do believe. So please use all your email addresses and vote every single day. HTT tour is still in full effect. We got Dallas and Houston. We got Chicago this week. We got Detroit, Atlanta, and DC are already sold out. And I think there might be another place. Oh, Raleigh, we're still doing Mississippi. No, Alabama. So y'all know. Just look, KevOnStage.com. What you want to tell them, baby?
Y'all know the usual. Instagram, Marcus on the Gram. Facebook, Marcus on the Book. TikTok, Tank Don't Talk. Beard and Body Butter, Man Shit, M-A-N-S-H-Y-T.
That's how you feel about Man Shit.
Nah, I'm trying to think of anything new. I think that's it.
All right, guys. Until next time, we will talk to y'all later.
Y'all have a good one.
Bye. Oh.